Hey, I've got some exciting news for you. For nearly a decade, the Social Media Marketing Society has been helping marketers like you to keep up with the changing times. This is our private community just for marketers, and the doors are open right now. When you join, you get access to ongoing training and become part of a welcoming community of marketers who are just like you. Learn more at smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here is your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. I am really excited about today's show. I'll be joined by Molly Pittman, and we'll explore different ways your business can use Facebook Messenger bots to improve your marketing and improve your sales. If you've been on the fence about using bots because you think it's too complicated or you don't know what the applications are for your business, you're definitely going to want to listen to this week's episode. By the way, if you want to email me, podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com comes right to my inbox. And now let's transition over to this week's brand new discovery.
Helping you stay alive in the social jungle, here is this week's survival tip.
Today, I'm joined by Eric Fisher with a brand new discovery. What'd you find, Eric?
I found a really cool video editing tool that honestly has the best UI and power features that I've ever seen. It's called Quick, and it's owned by GoPro.
It's just called Quick? Tell me more.
Yes. Yeah, so it's Quick. There's no C in there. And this is actually an app that they bought a while back and then made additions to. And the cool thing about this is it's the most seamless and crisp and easy to use user interface I've ever seen on a mobile device. It's for iOS and it's for Android. And it allows you to add photos, videos, music, text, and then it does this auto sync music thing, as well as trimming shots kind of, you know, manually, automatically.
What does auto sync music mean?
So auto sync means that it can, with the music that's the music bed that's playing, it can switch into different shots or video clips or images based on when, you know, the beat drops or things change or the style of the music is like fading into a bridge or a chorus or something like that. So
interesting.
The real cool thing. So I've been trying this out, and what I found was that this is really cool for creating professional looking and honestly entertaining story type content. So the stuff that you would see in an Instagram story or a Facebook story, all you need to do is it works like this. You know how if you have some stuff saved on your mobile phone and then you select some of it in the Facebook app, it'll start to maybe kind of create a, this day at the something or other location.
Yeah.
You know how it kind of auto tries to, you know, make you post something. In other words, this is basically doing that, but you can have it be vertical, you can have it be square, and especially, like I said, you can have it be story vertical content.
So it's like a glorified slideshow almost, huh?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
But it's working with it's working with audio, video, and stills. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yep. Yeah. All of that different media type of content. And it includes, you know, the ability to do like panning and zooming. What I found is having it auto populate and do its own magic first and foremost, and then going in manually, bit by bit throughout what it's selected. And again, you select the clips and the images.
Now, in the past, we've reviewed apps that are completely autonomous, I think, that kind of do this. Is do you feel like this is better than some of the other ones we've reviewed?
I think this is better because this does it on the mobile app by itself. Some of the other ones, you know, it's, you know, you've got to plug stuff in and upload it and all that on, you know, like on desktop. But this you can do on the go, and even, you know, import in your GoPro. I mean, it wouldn't be a GoPro app if you didn't import your GoPro.
Right.
But you don't need to use a GoPro to use it.
You don't have to. No. So that's the cool thing about this. And it's really cool of GoPro to have this app out there that doesn't require you to be using literal GoPro footage. But yeah, it is amazing. I found that I kept going through all the different styles of video and the different transitions and the graphics and then the fonts and the filters that they have in there. I mean, and it's all free. Like, all of it was free. It's a free app. I mean, GoPro obviously just wants you to get to use their app for your video editing. So
kind of reminds me of iMovie a little bit on the desktop.
It does. It makes me feel like it's a cross between iMovie on the desktop and that other Apple app.
And even on the mobile device, they have some pretty cool templates on iMovie where you just plop in your stuff. So interesting. So is this just on iOS or is this also on Android?
It's on iOS and it's on Android.
And I guess we find it in the appropriate app store or whatever?
Yeah. So you just go to whichever app store you have and just type in Q-U-I-K.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
And now for this week's interview with Molly Pittman.
Helping you to simplify your social safari. Here is this week's expert guide.
Today, I'm excited to be joined by Molly Pittman. If you don't know who Molly is, she is a Facebook Messenger bot expert. She's also co-host of the Perpetual Traffic podcast. I am a regular listener to that show. Her business is called Digital Strategy Boot Camps, and she's also an ambassador for ManyChat. Molly, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Michael. Thank you so much for having me on.
So today, Molly and I are going to explore different ways to use Messenger bots for your business. And before we go there, our recent study that just came out, the 2018 Social Media Marketing Industry Report, which is our 10th annual study, revealed that only 15% of marketers are using Messenger bots, but 51% plan on using Messenger bots in the next year. So that's an important setup for the conversation.
Absolutely.
And before we talk about that, I want to hear a little bit about how the heck you got into bots. Let's hear the story. Like, what got you here?
Yeah. So late 2016, I think it was actually in November, Facebook rolled out Messenger ads, right? So Messenger is the destination. I believe they had released Messenger as a placement at that time. But I was, you know, actively running Facebook ads, still am. And, you know, I was working at Digital Marketer at the time, covering everything that I could learn about Facebook. And so when they released Messenger ads, I immediately realized that bots were going to become much more important than they were earlier in 2016. So I really became interested because of Messenger ads. But I quickly realized that I would need to be able to automate different responses, and I would need to build something similar to a bot. So that's when I became interested in Facebook Messenger bots and started using ManyChat.
And, you know, how did you find ManyChat at first?
I actually believe that Ezra Firestone messaged me. He said, "Molly, did you know that you could build a Messenger subscriber list?" And I hadn't really understood that concept yet. And I said, "Oh, you know, interesting." And he was like, "Yeah, check out this tool, ManyChat." And then within the next week, I had, you know, probably 10 people tell me the same thing. So I knew it was something I needed to check out. I immediately installed it on the Digital Marketer and Ryan Dice pages and started to see how it worked.
And you were one of the first people that I knew that was talking about Messenger bots and was really gung-ho on ManyChat. And actually, I had you on my podcast, I think way back when, in the early days of you experimenting with this, to talk about this, because it was the one platform that seemed to be very marketer centric. And,
absolutely.
You know, now you've got, you know, you were moderating a keynote at Social Media Marketing World where we had ChatFuel and ManyChat up on the stage. And I think those are the two major contenders in the marketing world. And now you're doing some work, you know, for ManyChat. And I personally met their CEO, and I don't use either one of these. As a matter of fact, we don't really have a bot strategy here at Social Media Examiner. But, you know, it's come a long way, and it's still an early kind of growing industry. So before we get into some of my questions, I just want to go off on a sidebar here for those that maybe don't understand like the high level why even consider a bot. Maybe you could just tackle that one real quick.
Yeah, great question. It really comes down to consumers, right? As marketers, we actually don't set the trends. We go to the communication mediums that consumers and, you know, actual humans that we want to market to, what they're using. So that's really why Messenger is powerful, whether it's Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, any type of communication channel where people send short, simple messages back and forth. Those are really hot, right? That is where most humans are doing a majority of their communication to their family and friends. I know Facebook released there are over 2 billion active monthly users on Facebook Messenger. That's more people than on Messenger than that actually use the Facebook app, you know, with the news feed and everything that we're familiar with Facebook. So it's important because it's where humans right now are having conversations, and the consumption rate and the adaption rate of Messenger is insane. So when Facebook opened up Messenger as a marketing channel, it was a huge, and still is a huge, opportunity, because it's where we as businesses or marketers can go to communicate with people in a place that they actually want to have the conversation. Now, the idea of bots, right? A bot isn't probably what you're imagining, right? A bot right now, especially for something like Facebook Messenger, is not something that's programmed to answer any question that a consumer might ask your brand, right? Right now, these bots are very similar to digital marketing campaigns that we're all aware of, web funnels, or, collecting email addresses and being able to follow up and automate responses to certain things that they might type into Messenger. So right now, bots really give you the ability to create these marketing campaigns inside of Messenger where your audience is hanging out. So that's sort of the why and where things are, you know, really in the evolution of Messenger, Mike.
It's kind of fascinating because I was a holdout on Messenger. You know, I was like, there's no way they're going to force me to move to Messenger. You remember when they they forced everybody to move? And then, of course, when I first put Messenger on my phone, they force you to put the notifications on, right? Because they always have a notification on there saying your notifications aren't on. And it was like, fine, I'll turn on
the notification about your notification.
Yeah, I'll turn on the stupid notification. But now that I'm using it, I really do love it, because you don't need to remember email addresses. You don't need to remember phone numbers. You just need to know the person's name.
Exactly.
And it is pretty shocking that there are that many people using Messenger. I want to talk a little bit about what the reality is of what bots can do, because I think when Mark Zuckerberg, originally announced the amazing things you could do with bots, you know, people were throwing out examples like Pizza Hut, I think, was one of them, right? That you could order a pizza, or 1-800 Flowers, where you could order flowers. And the reality of the user experience was it was really not very good. And I think there is this like dream in people's heads that like, wow, I can use the bot to answer people's questions. And right. I want you to talk about the true reality of how unbelievably not smart these bots are. I mean, let's talk it out, because people, I think, need to understand that there's a lot of work that has to be done, right?
Right. If you watch something like F8, you know, Facebook's developer conference, they're showcasing, you know, what's to come, right? So, you know, your camera recognizes a bottle of wine and you can click and buy, you know, that wine right there online. I mean, that's where the world will be in a few years, but we're still developing to that point, right? I think there's also a difference between what, you know, take like Tommy Hilfiger, for example. They have a really incredible bot, and they also have a huge team of people that they've invested, I'm sure, hundreds of thousands of dollars into, you know, to build this bot that can pretty much do anything, right? A true robot. So I think that's where things are going. But yeah, Mike, you're totally right. The state of things right now, especially, you know, it's why ManyChat is so successful. It's $10 a month to start out, and it's really meant for all of those other businesses that can't afford a huge development team to build the bot of their dreams. Right now, you know, from a marketer standpoint, business owner standpoint of a small or medium-sized business, think of this very similar to an email autoresponder platform, right? Something that you can set time delays on, where you can set up an automation sequence to follow up with people. ManyChat also has these things called growth tools, which help you connect Messenger you know, to either Facebook ads or a unique link that you could send traffic to Messenger through through via email. So yeah, we're still in the very beginning and very basic state of Messenger. Something cool that just did come out for people that use Stripe is the ability to process payments inside of Messenger through ManyChat. So if you use Stripe, you can actually facilitate, you know, the order form process through, you know, sending shipping information through Messenger. So, you know, we know where things are going, but right now it's definitely not a bot that most people would imagine in their heads, right, Mike?
And I want to throw a couple things out there.
These are simple campaigns that you're building. Like, right. You know, if you're building a webinar in your business, you're going to build that automation out in your CRM, very similar to what you would do inside of ManyChat to build out the Messenger automation.
So one of the things that we should be very clear about is natural language processing. And I'll tell you from my own experience, we made this mistake. We used a bot called FlowXO. And we used it on our social media marketing world page, and we just took open-ended customer support queries. And what we tried to do was train the bot to understand any conceivable query. And the challenge is that the natural language processing capabilities, which is the ability to read text and understand what the essence of the text is just not there with almost all the bots. And what we've learned in hindsight is it's going to be better to do the good old-fashioned telephone tree kind of thing inside of a bot, right? Like, which of these areas do you have questions in, you know, and then present more options and more options. So I don't think that they're there yet, but maybe you know if it's coming. I don't know. I mean, are there ports to third-party technology so the natural language processing is going to get there? Because I think that's going to be the big opportunity.
I think it'll definitely get there, but I really think the big opportunity right now for people is just executing marketing campaigns inside of Messenger. You know, like being able to facilitate the NLP and, you know, a bot to respond is really useful, but, you know, sitting down and saying, okay, how can I use Messenger in my business, right? Like right now I need to build more engagement with my audience, so I'm going to use Messenger, or I need more leads in my business, or I need more sales, you can still look at it as long as you provide education and entertainment throughout, and as long as the copy that you write for your bot is very personal, you can still achieve very real business results using Messenger. It's just not able to answer any question, you know, that someone might type.
Okay, so we're going to get into some of the strategies now of what you can do with Messenger. We're going to talk about three different strategies. I just wanted people to understand, you know, like, don't make the mistake I made, right? Don't think that this is going to replace your customer service rep, because it's not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're going to go through a couple different strategies. So I'll just kind of throw it over to you, and then I'm going to inject with some questions as we go along. So go for it.
All right, Mike, let's do it. Yeah, so these strategies really reflect what I said earlier. How can you take simple things that you might be doing in your business right now and translate them into Messenger? So the first one I'm going to talk about is actually a strategy where if you deliver a lead magnet in your business, right, something of value that you exchange for someone's email, you know, their name, their phone number, basically an exchange to follow up with them. If you are already doing that in your business, you can also use that same strategy inside of Messenger. And a lot of my clients are actually seeing a lower cost per lead distributing a lead magnet through Messenger versus a web page. And the reason for that is, say you have an ad in your newsfeed that's promising something of value. So the example that I'm going to give you is a guided meditation for a yoga business. So imagine you're a yoga business and you sell online courses. Maybe you even have a local store. But right now, your goal is really to sell this $10 a month service, very similar to Netflix, but for yogis. So instead of having an ad in the newsfeed that promises this free guided meditation as a lead magnet in exchange for their contact information, and sending the traffic off to a web page, with which at best you're going to get, you know, a 50% conversion rate on. So you're going to lose half of the people that are interested because they hit a landing page where someone's asking for their contact information.
And that is a very generous conversion rate.
Yeah, very good conversion rate, right? Imagine if you had the same ad, but it said in the ad copy that you would deliver this guide to them inside of Facebook Messenger, right? That's the beginning of this first strategy that I want you guys to learn. It's basically, instead of delivering a lead magnet on a web page and losing, you know, 50% or more of people, delivering it inside of Messenger. Now, how this would work is that, like I said, you would see the ad in the newsfeed. You very much need to qualify that, hey, I'm going to give you this, but that it will be delivered in Messenger. Or otherwise, Messenger is still very new to a lot of consumers in terms of clicking on an ad and it opening in Messenger. They might think it's a bug, right? So you need to be very transparent in the fact that it's going to open in Messenger.
Give us an example of what we might say in that ad.
Yeah. So, for example, something I'll get to in a little bit from HubSpot, they had people clicking from an ad to register for a webinar inside of Messenger. So it says, reserve your spot today, ... register inside of Facebook Messenger. And then they click over and it opens inside of Facebook Messenger. So just make sure you have Facebook Messenger in the copy and you set that expectation. You know, get your free guided meditation, right? Or if you want this free guided meditation, click below and we'll deliver it to you in Facebook Messenger.
Got it.
So they click, it opens inside of Messenger, and you set that message. So what this would do is you would be using ManyChat's JSON growth tool, which basically gives you a little bit of code that you then give to Facebook when you're setting up this ad. And what that allows you to do is when they click on the ad, it not only opens in Messenger, but it shows an opt-in message that you can customize. So this message is only going to appear to someone if they clicked from that specific ad, right?
Does it have to be an ad, or can it be an organic post also?
It can totally be an organic post too if you're using the comment to message strategy.
Okay.
This opt-in message you can customize, right? So it's not one bot that everyone's interacting with when they chat with you on Facebook. These bot campaigns can be customized based off of where they came from. So they click on this ad and we would say, welcome, you know, thanks so much for your interest in our free yoga meditation. Click below to download, you know, enjoy, right? So very short, very sweet, which is very important on Messenger, right? Think about it.
Wait, you know, hold on a second. Let me back up for a second. You mentioned there was some sort of opt-in that came before the offer. Does it say, do you want to, or did I misunderstand what you were saying? Because I thought you said there was some JSON tool that pops up some sort of a, do you have to, is there a middle step between when they clicked on the ad and they get the offer?
No. So they click on the ad and it immediately opens in Messenger, and the JSON is just playing in the background to tell Facebook what to say in Messenger.
Oh,
right?
I see. I got
it. So the end user has no idea about JSON Growth Tool, right? They just know that they clicked on this ad and the first message is, welcome. Thanks so much for your interest in our free yoga meditation. Click below to download. And we have two buttons, get free meditation and a no thank you, right? In case for some reason they clicked on the ad by mistake or, you know, who knows. So the get free meditation, as soon as they click on it, then we can ask a question about their email address if that is an important piece of data for you, right? So we would say, quick question, what's your best email address? We'll send you useful yoga content to help better your practice. So there's an extra benefit for the email address. They can also say no, they don't want to give the email address. But what's cool is that Facebook now populates the email as soon as you say address or email address as a business on Messenger. The user has a button that pops above their keyboard that has their email address that they have on record with Facebook, the one that they, you know, use to sign into Facebook. So for the end user, now giving the email address is just a click of a button, right? Instead of actually having to type it out, which does make a huge difference.
Quick question. Quick question.
Oh, yeah.
On the email, if you collect an email, does ManyChat integrate with whoever your email provider is,
Absolutely.
Like Drip or whatever, so it'll just go right into the email
yep.
system?
Yeah, you can use Zapier to zap it over to Infusionsoft, MailChimp, whatever you're using. If your email service provider doesn't integrate with Zapier, then there's an open API with ManyChat that you could quickly build that integration. But Zapier integrates with most.
So this example of the yoga biz is a real legitimate example,
yeah,
right? So
absolutely.
tell us what they did and what the results were that they had.
Yeah. So, first off, they ask for the email address. We
right.
click, you know, someone has the opportunity to give the email address. We deliver the PDF, right? Or the audio file of this free meditation. And then we say, thanks so much. One more thing. Are you interested in receiving a guided meditation every day? It's proven to encourage yogis to keep up with their practice. It's only $10 a month. And there's a yes and there's a no button. So we've gone ahead and made, you know, an actual dollar offer here within probably 20 seconds of them interacting with us. But it's not salesy, right? It's not pushy. It just makes sense because they just downloaded this meditation. Wouldn't they like one every day? And if they click no, then we can still send them useful content on Messenger and the customer journey can go from there. But for this particular business, just taking the process of clicking from an ad into Messenger versus clicking over to an opt-in page decreased their lead cost by half. I have another client that was generating leads for about $6, and we just simply, we kept the same ad, added some of the language around Facebook Messenger, removed that web page, that opt-in page that they're sending traffic to, delivered the PDF inside of Messenger, collected the email address. Their cost per lead went down to $1.75, so more than half. But this is just an interesting way to generate leads. You still get that email lead, but you're also generating Messenger subscribers along the way. And the reason this works is because it's so frictionless for the end user, right? Like, isn't it the worst when you click on an ad, you go over to a landing page and it's like not mobile optimized, right? Or it takes forever to load and it's already a bad experience. If it just opens in Messenger, you know you're not going to have any of those issues and it's a quick back and forth conversation.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention about the yoga biz before we move on to the next example?
No, I think that was it.
Okay. So the first example was to create a lead magnet of some sort and to put some money behind it in an ad and to deliver it over Messenger. And the upside to that is the Messenger open rates are really high, right? Do you have any sense of how high they could be?
Oh, totally. I have a client who on day 6 of a follow-up sequence is getting a 96% open rate. And we've run more than 10,000 people through that particular campaign. So the open rates are really high, and that's because people are used to opening their messenger messages, right? It's different than email. It's not as crowded, and it's more personal. A lot of people have notifications set up on their phone for when they receive a message.
Side comment, how long does it take to set this up? I mean, is it a lot of setup work? Is it a little more complicated than using an email system?
Oh, I think it's definitely easier if you already have the lead magnet PDF or audio, whatever form that is. You could probably set this up in ManyChat in 30 minutes. All you would really need is a link, you know, to download the lead magnet, and then a link to your sales page if you are going to pitch some sort of low dollar thing like I showed you. But yeah, it's just setting up the ad and connecting the ad to the Facebook ad to ManyChat through the JSON growth tool. And then you would just set up this message sequence. So that's a pretty easy one.
And if you don't want to try to pitch and you just want to try to nurture, I would imagine you could just schedule a bunch of content. Is that how that works?
Oh, totally. Yeah. What works best even is asking them questions, right? So depending on what you need to know as a marketer or what you care to know about someone, Messenger is a great way to ask questions and allow people to segment themselves. For example, I have a fitness client, and we ask questions like, what are your health goals for this year, right? Are you wanting to lose weight? Are you wanting to feel younger? Are you wanting to have more energy, right? We have a few options there. And then they self-select. We're able to tag them, and we recommend different blog articles or podcast articles based off of, you know, what they're interested in. You could also send out that same client. We send out a weekly health tip, right? That's just purely content. So there's definitely a content play here.
Awesome. All right. So that was the first example. Let's move on to the next example.
All righty. So the next example is for anyone that's trying to sell something a little bit more high ticket. So what I mean by that is, you know, if you're an agency or a consultant or an architect, or you're trying to, like, your sales process takes human contact, right? Some sort of phone call or email exchange. This example is for you. So this example is from my friend Ralph Burns. He has a Facebook ads agency called Tier 11. And he was speaking at a live event, and we started really thinking about different ways that he could generate leads speaking at this event that didn't have to do with, you know, sending them to a form on his website. So what we ended up doing is we took his intake form, basically, where people would apply to work with the agency, and we turned it into a bunch of questions inside of Messenger. So it's much easier for people to fill out. The completion rate is really high because they're not clicking and seeing all of these forms that they have to complete. So the ways that we drove traffic into this campaign, and I'll give you the specifics of it. Number one, we use the Messenger code, which most people aren't familiar with. They're very similar to a QR code, but you scan them inside of Messenger. So when you scan this code, it triggers a particular sequence that you've built inside of Messenger. So at this live event, at their booth, if they were talking to someone and they were interested in applying to, you know, work with them to get them to run their Facebook ads, they would just have them scan this Messenger code, and it would trigger these questions inside of Messenger.
Quick question. On that, is that the same as the is that the same as the weird circles that are around your picture?
Same exact thing. Yeah. It's just for a brand page instead.
So how do you go from like every page has one, obviously, but did you have to create a special one? Is that the idea?
So you would go into ManyChat, you would select Growth Tool, and then you would select Messenger Code. And what that would do, that would populate a special code that you could use, you know, on a flyer, even on your site or at a booth, you know, wherever you want to print it, that will just trigger this particular sequence we're wanting to trigger here, is apply to work for us. So another way that he triggered this was tier11.com/apply. So even on their website or verbally, when he was speaking at this event, he was like, and if you want to apply, you know, to work with us, go to tier11.com/apply. So that was using ManyChat's growth tool, the ref URL, which involves typing in or clicking a particular unique link that then triggers a messenger conversation. So there were lots of different entry points for this, but it works so much better for them than having the contact us on their site. You know, just go to the contact us on my site, because as soon as someone starts this conversation, they're now a messenger subscriber, and Ralph's business development business development rep can go back into Facebook's inbox and even see people who hadn't finished filling out, you know, or answering all of the questions to re-engage that conversation. So I'll tell you really quick just the questions that they asked. So when you scan or go to the link, it says, "Hi, Molly, it's Tier here. I'm Tier 11's chatbot." So they made it personal. It's got a little robot with Tier 11 logo. So first things first, are you here because you want to hire us to run your Facebook ads, or are you interested in joining our team? So there are two buttons, hire you or join your team, which obviously go to very different sets of questions.
Join the team as in like, I want to
work
be part
for Ralph.
Yeah,
exactly.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. So those go to very different questions. So I clicked hire you and it says, great. Before you chat with Adam, our VP of biz dev, we'd like to ask you a few questions. What best describes the kind of business you're in? He has e-com, SaaS, courses, coaching. So these are questions that would normally just be drop downs on your forms, right? You select one, it says, great, you run an e-com business. Can you tell us what your approximate revenue is? He's got different categories there.
Let me ask you, since we're talking about this over audio, is it an actual drop down, or is it like buttons you're pushing, or what is it?
Yeah, two buttons. So all the buttons are present right here inside a messenger. So for example, it says, are you currently advertising on Facebook or Instagram? And there's a yes button and there's a no button.
I see.
He asked what your monthly digital media budget is. The first button is 49K or less. The second is 50 to 100K. The third is 100K or more. So you're selecting which one best suits you. They ask how you heard about Tier 11. And then they are basically, depending on which buttons you clicked on, you're either, if you qualify, it says, you know, thanks, Molly, you'll be hearing from Adam within the next 1 to 2 days. If you don't qualify, it says, hey, it doesn't look like we'd be a good fit right now, but here are some coaching programs we've had. So I just thought this was really interesting. They're using ManyChat to generate their leads and qualify these people and either sort them to hopping on a phone or, you know, trying to downsell them to coaching. So this is a great use of Messenger. And like I said, even if they don't answer all the questions, that history, that messaging conversation is there where someone on your team could hop in and, you know, and re-engage that conversation. And also what's cool, Mike, as soon as someone finishes answering the questions that is qualified, Adam gets an email and also gets a Facebook notification. So he knows there's a hot lead there.
Okay, a couple quick questions. First of all, I'm assuming these questions are delivered up one at a time since they're looking at it on their mobile phone and they may not scroll up.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very much like a conversation that, you know, you would have with a friend,
Or with a human who's answering these questions,
right? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you're only getting the next question when you answer the last question.
And even though he didn't ask for their email address and their name and Facebook information, I would imagine is just automatically collected the moment they start interacting, right?
Yep. They know their first name, last name, where they work, you know, what you put in your profile there on Facebook, and they can follow up with them on Messenger. So I asked Ralph that. I was like, do you want their email? And he's like, honestly, I don't even really care to have it at this point because, you know, we're much more likely to get in touch with this person here versus, you know, their email inbox.
And how did Ralph, what was his experience with this process? How did it work? Not just on the, I mean, I don't know if you know what the prospecting side was versus the employment side, but do you have any sense of how well this worked versus the alternative ways he's done things?
I don't have specific numbers, but it worked really well. Now we, Ralph and I do perpetual traffic podcasts together. So now this is the call to action that he makes on the podcast, right? Mm, instead of like, hey, go to this link to apply on my site. He says, go to tier11.com/apply and everything runs through Messenger.
Huh. Fascinating.
And I talked to Adam, the business VP of BizDev, and he loves it mostly because it's not a lead that's coming in through like Typeform or some foreign system where you get their email address. Okay, now I'm going to transition and try to reach them through email. Now I'm going to transition and try to reach them through phone. Messenger is the medium that they reached out and completed this action on. So you know that they use Messenger, right? So you're just following up with them right in the same place that they had already answered those questions that you know they probably have right there on their phone.
Okay, so let's just assume someone who's listening right now happens to have a page with a decent amount of following, and right. they get a pretty substantial amount of messages, you know, through Facebook. How does this stuff sort from the rest of the stuff, and how do you manage all that stuff? Because I would imagine it could get a little crazy.
Yeah, great question. So when someone's messaging your page, you can set a default welcome message for people that come to your page through other channels that aren't these growth tools that I'm talking about, Mike. And for that, you can have a general welcome message that, you know, maybe they can click over to some FAQs. Maybe they can click to talk to a human, right? You want to be very forthcoming that I'm a bot, I'm not a human. If you want to talk to a human, click here. And then it says, you know, we're usually available from 9 to 5. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. That will notify a human. So I would have something very basic for people that are just trying to reach out on your page. I usually put, you know, talk to a human, read our blog, listen to our podcast, right? Depending on the assets that you have in your business. But as soon as they click talk to a human, that's going to turn off any of the automated bot stuff that might be coming through from other campaigns, right? So as soon as you flip over to live chat and you're having this human, real human to human conversation, that's going to disable the bot so that you don't have the confusion.
And it does sound, yeah, it does. And it does sound like right now, unlike web forms where you could have a bazillion different entry points, it sounds like right now there's kind of like one entry point into the bot, and then you need to allow them to make multiple choices in order to activate the different threads. Is that, do you understand what I'm asking? Or like, let's just say that, you know, with your email service provider, you can create 10,000 different offers and they can all get you into the email list. Does that make sense? Right.
Absolutely.
And they're all on their own page and they have a way to trigger them just by going to that unique page. But in the case of the Messenger bot, it sounds like it's just kind of one bot for everything. And you have to kind of give the person a multiple choice, right? Or could I use the bot?
It's the different growth tools, right? So you could have people coming in from comment to message. You could have people coming in from the unique ref URLs that I talked about. You could have people coming in from Messenger codes. You could have 10 lead magnets with all different Messenger codes. Those are all different entry points. So
You can do that is what I hear
you
say.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So if someone's coming in from, you just need to tell ManyChat, if someone's coming in through this growth tool, this is, you know, the actions that I want to happen. I want to send them these messages. I want to, you know, do this or do that. If they do say they want to talk to a human, though, any of that automation is going to stop so that you can have that, you know, customer service moment or whatever needs to happen.
Cool.
But yeah, like, for example, I have a client where we have, you know, a quiz running. So that's a whole different sequence that people are getting. We have a comment to message. We have something similar to the lead magnet campaign that I showed you guys a minute ago. So yeah, unlimited entry points here, which is exciting.
Cool. Did you have a third example that you wanted to talk about?
I do. Okay. So this is for anyone who uses webinars in their business. This is a really smart way to use Messenger. Basically, just taking your current webinar process and applying it to Messenger, right?
You mean the sign up process, right?
The sign up, and you could even follow up after the fact. So from the moment that someone clicks on a Facebook ad or a post, you know, going to sign up for your webinar, instead of sending them over to a web page to fill out all of the form fields, it would open in Messenger and complete the registration process all the way to having them add the event to their calendar, all the way to, you know, telling them that the webinar starts in 5 minutes, right? Which really, really helps with show up rates. Mm-hmm. And even following up after the fact, you know, about an offer that you made or if they want a replay. So I could run through an example if we have time, Mike.
Yeah, we do. But real quick question, can, you know, for those of us that have email lists, could we promote in the email list the webinar and have two options? Like, number one would be to get notified via Messenger, and maybe number two would be traditional method or something like that. Yes. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
I love that. Yeah, you could have an email that says, you know, traditional registration or register, you know, via registration page. Or you could also have another link that triggers ManyChat's, you know, ref URL that just has them register inside of Messenger. So that's brilliant. And people are absolutely doing that, and it's working, and it's allowing people to get, you know, to get follow-up and conversations in the place where they actually want them. But yeah, I love that, Mike.
Yeah. So I guess the logical question is there's got to be some strong integration between the bot and the webinar platform of choice, right? Because everybody seems to have their own unique URL with this stuff, right?
Which you would just use Zapier to connect it to whatever you're using.
Got it. So talk to us about a little bit about that sequence if you want to.
Okay, so HubSpot is the best example of this that I've seen. It wasn't necessarily a webinar, but it was a live 4-day virtual event. So same experience as a webinar. So they have an ad in the newsfeed that says, join Gary Vee, Facebook, HubSpot for 4 days of virtual events. Reserve your spot today, register on Messenger. So you click, it opens in Messenger. There's a register now button that you click, and that's what starts the process. And this is very similar to Rouse Spot campaign. First, they ask, what's the name of your company? You answer. They say, what's the URL of your website? You answer. They say, how many people work at your company? It'll help us send you more helpful content. And they gave you three options there. I selected one. They say, to make sure we send the right follow-ups after the event, do you work at a marketing agency? I said, no. They said, last thing to complete registration, what's your phone number? We'll keep it safe, pinky promise. I gave them my phone number. They said, great, you're registered for 4 days of Facebook. There's a GIF adding some personality. And then they say, not using HubSpot yet. On day three, you'll learn how to use Facebook lead ads with the free HubSpot tool, HubSpot Marketing Free. You'll need to have a free account ready to follow along. Sign up for the free below, which I thought was interesting. They went ahead and made an offer right after I registered. That was kind of cool. And then they said, that's all for now. Talk to you soon. A few days later, I received a message that said, 4 days of Facebook starts tomorrow. Don't miss a session. Add the schedule with times to your favorite calendar app. And then they just had a gallery of Apple Calendar, Google Calendar, Outlook, where you could click and add that as an event on your calendar. I loved that. And then right before it was about to start, you get a message that says, welcome to the start of 4 days of Facebook. It's going to be an awesome week. You know, click below to start watching. So I just thought this was a really great sequence. And I've seen other companies do this, and they're getting, you know, cheaper registration rates because they're not sending people over to, you know, a registration page, which, again, it's so much easier for people to answer questions and be reactive versus going to the dreaded page that has all of the form fields. But they're also getting a higher show up rate because people are actually remembering because they get the message in Messenger versus having to look through their email. So that was just something, if you, you know, utilize webinars or any sort of online event that you're trying to get someone to show up for, I thought that this was a great sequence to build inside of Messenger.
Awesome. Well, I think that you've definitely opened the eyes of a lot of people about what can be done inside of Messenger using a bot. I want to first of all say thank you for sharing all those examples, and I would love you to share with people where they can find out more about you if they want to check out all the cool stuff you've got going on.
Yeah, digitalstrategyboootcamps.com. It's a long URL, but go hop over there and you can learn about, yeah, my different coaching and agency services.
Molly Pittman, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I hope you found a lot of value in this week's episode. If there's anything we mentioned and you missed it, we took all the notes at socialmediaexaminer.com/309. Also, never miss a future episode of this podcast by hitting that subscribe button. And at last, I do want to remind you, don't forget about Facebook Ads Summit, our online training event that's live where you can improve your Facebook ad strategy. Simply visit fbsummit.info for details. Again, fbsummit.info. This brings us to the end of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.